We're in here like Spin Where's never been there for a whole year.
Always. Always. Still here.
Always and forever.
Yeah, AKA Truth, this your host, MUWF.
This is the co-host, and this is the host of the Looney Tunes, Nicky Podcast, Nicky J. Fox. The host and co-host with the most notes, Mr. Whole Nothing Bad. Plenty of monikers, and plenty of monikers isn't a nickname. Plenty of monikers isn't me telling you I got plenty of monikers. Plenty of monikers is a way of living.
That shit sound like a rap verse now.
Oh, shit. I think I say it in my sleep.
I believe you.
I just wake up and roll over, bro. Plenty of monikers. Plenty of monikers.
I've been like, what the fuck is you talking about?
This is episode 12 of the Looney Tunes.
It's episode 68 of Real, a.k.a. Truth.
Well, man, well. No music, man, again.
I know, right? No sound effects, no nothing.
I'm actually surprised that we hadn't been deleted yet.
Hey, man, don't. Knock on some wood, man. Don't try to break it up on us.
Oh, yeah. Oh. What do you think about, just dive right on into it, because I seen this the other day and it kind of blew my mind. What do you think about the White House making teachers essential workers?
I saw that. I'm actually kind of divided about that, because I'm not saying that they shouldn't be essential workers, but in a time like this, they should be at home with the kids. Like, should no kids be at school? I don't think they should be working either. They should still be getting paid, I feel. But
does essential mean they physically have to be at the school, or they can do Zoom too?
I mean, not a more teacher from home, I believe, or from somewhere, I guess. I mean, I don't know if they actually have to be in the building, but I guess they have to be working.
Do you know any teachers? Have you talked to any teachers since? Well, your mama's a teacher.
My mom's a teacher. She's
yeah, I'm tripping. How she feel about that? Or you ain't asked her about it yet?
She doesn't want to be working, but I mean, she's going.
Oh, yeah, she got to now. She gonna get fired.
Yeah.
That is kind of fucked up, man. Healthcare workers should be the only essential workers, man.
Yeah. I guess gas stations should be open too, but I don't know. I don't know if they even consider essential workers, though.
Nah, they just ain't gonna miss out on no money, and I don't blame them.
Yeah. But the reason why I feel crazy about the school thing is because I think it's a money thing. It's like money behind it. Like, they want them to be working because somehow it gets them money. That's, I don't know how it all works, but I know it's something to do with money.
Yeah, it's all government funded. My teachers are part of a government funded. The government gets X amount of dollars to give the teachers, but the government doesn't give all of the money to the teacher. The government keeps a cut too.
Yeah, that's what I don't like about all this shit. It's not right, man.
See, if the government got $1,000 to pay one teacher, they might give that teacher $800 and keep $200.
See, man, this all this shit is really letting you know how much this government don't fuck with us. Like, we're literally just here to make money for them. That's it. They don't give a shit about us.
That's it, man. That's why when we born, it's a absolute must to fucking register, get a social security number and shit.
Yeah. It's fucked up, bro.
Because if it wasn't, if it wasn't a must, if I ever had a child, I don't think I would get him registered or her registered.
Facts.
Yeah, go make your money, man. Get paid under the table all your life. You'll be one more rich motherfucker. Don't pay Uncle Sam shit.
Not a damn thing.
Telling you, man, it's crucial.
You know, man. if I was a doctor, I have my grandkids, I just delivered in my home somewhere. And I don't tell them they here. I don't want them to know I got grandkids. Don't register them, don't do nothing. They just here.
It's
as well as my kids.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. Was there anything that you had on your mind that you wanted to get right into?
Did you see the Meg Thee Stallion confession?
I heard a clip on it on the Joe Budden podcast.
You know, in my opinion, I don't think she should, like, do videos, Instagram videos, whatever. She's addressing things.
Why is that?
She says some things, I think, that she just shouldn't say. Says a little bit too much. Then she kind of contradicts herself a lot to me.
Maul said that we should cancel Tory Lanez 10 times worse than we canceling 6ix9ine.
What? I've never liked Tory Lanez for some reason. Like, he just comes off as an arrogant asshole to me. I mean, his music is okay, but I've never, like, personality-wise, I just never really liked him. So, I do believe he's probably going to get deported. And he, yeah, that's a bitch-ass move, man.
Was he born in Canada?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm sure he's going to be getting out of here. Matter of fact, as soon as I heard the news that when she first made a confession, I put on Facebook, like, how many days do we get to Tory Lanez to get deported?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Coming. Yeah, it's coming. But this is the thing about Meg Stallion. She say in the video that Tory Lanez intentionally tried to shoot her. Like, he aimed his gun at her, intentionally to hit her.
Yeah, when the story first broke out that he was shooting at somebody else or just shooting to be shooting, some shit like that.
Yes. Now she says he was trying to hit her. But yet she was trying to protect him. I don't know how big all you got, but are you going to try to protect somebody that tried to shoot you?
Oh, no.
Exactly. And also, she seemed to be surprised that he is going around trying to talk bad about her behind her back and telling everybody that she attacked him and all that shit. And my thing is, if somebody tried to shoot you, that's a clear sign that they have no good for you. Like, they trying to get your ass out of here. They don't mean you no good.
Has he been arrested yet?
He was, but he made bail. So, as of right now, he's free, but...
Do you know how much the bail was?
It was like, I think he had to pay $35,000. I think that's what it was. Wow. But this whole story still seemed funny as hell to me. Like, something is still weird about it.
Oh, yeah, the facts, and you will never get all the facts till the trial, if it goes to trial.
Oh, it's going to trial. She came out and said, yeah, that nigga tried to shoot. He shot me. So, yeah, it's going to trial. And she is still a victim after all this. She's still a victim, but something is still just so weird about this whole thing. It's just weird. Like, why are you pretending somebody that tried to shoot you according to what she says? He tried to shoot you. I don't get that. That makes no sense to me.
And why do it at a billionaire's party at that, where you know it's not going to get kept hush-hush?
Yeah, they know this shit is getting out. But despite all that, it was kept quiet. And like, I'm still amazed by how quiet this has been kept after all this time. Which they should know it's not a money involved in this.
Yeah, Meg's lawyer, I'm pretty sure that if she don't have a lawyer on retainer, her record label's got a lawyer on retainer, and that lawyer probably told her to keep her mouth shut about it.
Well, she signed with Rock Nation, so she ain't got to worry about being already dope. She got the right people.
That's right. She won her settlement against Carl Crawford.
I don't know about it. She won, but I know it was a deal made where she could release her music, but I think that's kind of still ongoing. I think it's like completely.
Well, that's still a win in my book. Not saying she got money, but you know, she got a perk out of it, if nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
She gonna always be taken care of because she with Jay-Z, you know. So she good. But still, just not a funny shit with this case, but well, that's all I really got. It's just very interesting to me how she is so shocked that someone who tried to shoot her would be trying to do good for her. I just don't get that. But I don't know. Maybe her heart is that big, but I don't think so. But that's me. On the conspiracy theory about that whole shit. Something's going on there.
I already know there's a fucking underlining issue to everything that goes on.
Absolutely. Especially when it comes to niggas like that.
You walk to the bathroom to take a piss. There's an underlining issue.
I heard that.
The All Heart Radio Music Awards for 2020 have been canceled. Why they just didn't go virtual?
Yeah, I don't know. Everybody is going virtual.
Yeah, Podcast Movement 2020 is virtual. The cheap seat tickets is $119.
Damn.
Yeah, the All Access Passes is over $600.
I'm cool on that. Even if I was rich, I don't want that.
Shazam 2 gets an official title and Sinbad was added to the cast. I'm proud. I like Sinbad. I've been a Sinbad fan for a while.
Talking about comedian as his stand-up or just like him as an actor?
Both.
Okay. I don't know if I've ever sat through a whole Sinbad stand-up. I'm going to have to try a YouTube one.
I like the one where he was talking about where he went skiing. He was coming down the slopes and couldn't steer nothing. He was just hollering at people, y'all better move. just his delivery, man. It's fucking hilarious.
Well, speaking of move, did you see the Batman trailer?
I did not. I didn't know it was released.
Oh, shit. Yes, it was released yesterday. Oh, it's a Saturday. I think it was Saturday it was released.
What do you give the trailer?
I can't even see that. Oh, man, I'm excited as shit.
I've been plugged in on podcasting since I got the gig as the operations manager for DB Podcast, man.
Oh, yeah. I was supposed to announce that. Yeah, tell them niggas your title, man. Man, see, this is why we didn't sign the fist and gunshots and shit, man. God damn it. Damn, Anchor.
I know, right? I've landed a gig. I ain't going to call it a job because it's not really a job. I landed a gig with DB Podcast, and I am the operations manager. For those that don't know, DB Podcast has Hollywood actors, pro athletes, celebrities, public figures, and money moguls signed to them as podcast hosts. For example, like actor Michael Rappaport, celebrity jeweler Ben Baller, and NBA player Josh Hart. Excited to work with those guys, man. See what's going to come in the forefront future.
Yeah, psh. Those would have been my gunshots, y'all.
Pow.
Goddamn Anchor, though.
Pow.
Yes. There's air horns and everything, damn it. And I would have played a song.
Pray you see tomorrow, little boy, you're going to learn. Can't keep singing. Don't want to get infringitized.
I know, right?
TikTok is countersuing the Trump administration for trying to ban their app.
So did you hear about TikTok's going to be distributed music?
Doesn't surprise me. And probably next to come after that is podcast.
Yep. So, they're doing to try to override Trump shit so they can, because I'm sure they're doing this with an American company. So, shout out to them for the power move.
Like I said on a previous podcast, don't know exactly what episode, that if I was the head honcho of TikTok, I would sell the company to one of my right-hand Americans for $1. And that way they couldn't do a goddamn thing.
Well, they got to figure out TikTok going to be around. So shout out to the whoever the lady, I forgot the lady's name, who does all that shit. But shout out to her.
She's a white lady.
Outwitting president.
She looks American. I can't say that she is, but she looks American.
Yeah, she looks American.
Hot 97 executive Patty Duke fired after documentary reveals his involvement in the Yusef Hawkins murder.
I never heard who was that?
I was just gonna say the exact same thing. I was hoping you knew who Patty Duke was.
I have no idea.
I guess he's an executive in the music industry. We'll probably hear more about it on the JBP.
So is you think it's sure about Kim Jong-un being in a coma?
Yeah, I really do.
And I guess it's
when it was going on, I actually thought it was dead, man. I swear I did. And they just didn't want to tell nobody because if it was like if Kim Jong-un was dead, all right, let's nuke their ass.
Yeah, I was just about to say. I was just about to say, if he was there, they would probably try to keep that shit so quiet.
Yeah, they'd be scared to death.
Yeah. How old is he? Anyway.
I don't know. They know Kim Jong-un instills fear in these motherfuckers' hearts. Kim Jong-un got Donald Trump so fucking shook it ain't even much funny.
I know, right? He must have a lot of health issues too, though.
You know how many nuclear missiles Donald Trump promised to launch if he got elected president and he ain't pushed that red button not one motherfucking time?
I hope that he need to get out of office or he decide to.
Oh, it's a good thing he ain't pushed it, huh?
Damn right. Ain't got time to be shooting nukes across the planet.
If there's ever a World War III, it will be on American soil.
Oh, that don't surprise me. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised by that.
So don't be surprised if fucking one day you step outside and you see military in the woods creeping around with fucking AKs.
Man, I thought about that shit. I picked out hiding places and everything.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to make like an underground bunker.
All you gotta do is
what's that movie called? It was a movie where they had one. It was dope too.
Waco had one. It was made out of a school bus.
Man, it was this movie. I think Brendan Fraser was in it, and they had
Blast from the Past.
Yes. Yeah, they shit was dope.
Oh yeah, you could live in that. They stayed in that motherfucker for 30 years.
Yeah, they've done it for a long ass time. Man, I need that shit.
Hey, it'd be peaceful, man. But I think after a while, I think I'd get to where I couldn't breathe. Even though I could, my mind would just be telling me I couldn't.
Heard it. Yeah, it probably would be crazy being one place for 30 years. Oof.
You think a cure for oral herpes is a good thing or a bad thing?
A cure for oral herpes? Well, a cure for any disease is a good thing.
Okay, but you know, what if it only gets rid of the scars on your face, and then you can't tell if a woman's got herpes?
Good point.
Yeah, so if the woman had herpes, wouldn't you want it to be visible for you to see that you don't need to fuck with her?
I mean, it kind of don't matter because, I mean...
I said, I thought that in my head earlier when I seen that they got a cure for oral herpes, I was thinking in my head, shit. For the people with bad teeth and herpes on their face and all that, this is their year here. They get to wear masks now. This is their year.
That's funny.
They ought to be pulling pussy and dick left and right. Get to wear a mask. This is their year.
I ain't thought about that. Are they going to be fucking with the mask on?
Fucking with the mask on and all.
Oh, man. It's kind of scary, man, that you brought that up. If I can think about it. I wonder how the STD rate is going up right now. What's the stats on that?
I don't know. I would love to look at it.
Oh yeah, babies being born and everything.
You seen about the dude in Springfield that was going around Walmart after he tested positive for COVID, hugging people?
Oh hell no, that's fucked up.
But you wouldn't
have wrong with these folks.
You wouldn't have thought about it. You wouldn't have been like, if a motherfucker come up to you and hug you, you just thought he mistaked you for somebody else, or you would have just thought he was a crazy motherfucker. You would have never in a million years thought, motherfucker's trying to give me corona.
I know, right?
I know I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either.
I just thought he was crazy. I wouldn't even thought about to mistake me for somebody else.
Well, it's like the people who just be walking to the women's bathroom where they say they identify as a female.
I'm pretty sure they're going to be, within the next 5 to 10 years, they're going to be 3 bathrooms in public places. Man, woman, and unclassified.
I feel like the unclassified people, they're not going to want to use third bathroom. They're going to want to go in the bathroom of which the person they identify as.
Yeah, I know. That'll make them feel a type of way. But I look for it.
Yeah, they're going to be protesting that shit.
Yeah, I look for it to happen.
It'll happen, then they'll take it away.
Research
might be around for like a month.
Research claims that dry air and air conditioned room help spread coronavirus. Tell y'all, man, that cold is a motherfucker. Y'all think the cold kills the virus? No, the heat kills the coronavirus. The cold helps it.
Yeah, these people are, they swear to God when it get cold, this is all gonna be over with.
That's all a black person needs is another reason not to turn the air conditioner on. I swear to God.
Man, who you tell?
And I can't speak about many black people, but I can speak about the few black people's houses I've been in. Y'all motherfuckers hate to run an air conditioner.
Oh, I don't mind it, bitch. Which I should, because I'm going to pay the damn power bill, but I don't care.
You see where Kanye West fucked up in about 4 states and didn't register correctly?
Yes, and I was excited as hell when I saw that, because I'm getting sick of his ass. Why won't he sit down so well?
I don't know, but he can't be president now.
He one of people that's like, it's like he knows everybody hates him, but he just ignores it and just... Like, dude, we don't want you to run for president. We don't. You know, why are you still doing it?
You know only 60% of Americans voted in 2016?
60%, damn.
Only 60%. I guess a lot of motherfuckers had the same mindset that I had. Oh, the two candidates is only Trump and Hillary. I ain't voting.
Oh, yeah, I know a lot of people had that mindset. That was my mindset.
But regardless to the fact, one of them was going to win whether you voted or not.
Exactly. One of them's always going to win, no matter what.
Yep. So just think, if that other 40% might have would have voted, they could have got Hillary on up in there.
Yeah, but then again, yeah, there would have been Trump people voting too, so who knows? Who knows how it would have turned out if, I guess, everybody voted.
Asteroid is headed our way before election day, according to NASA.
Asteroid, damn.
Yeah, man. As if we haven't already experienced enough in 2020, NASA says there is an asteroid headed our way. The celestial object known as 2018 VP1 is projected to come close to Earth on November 2nd, just one day before the election, according to the Center for Near Earth Objects at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, CNN reports.
Man, how come we don't like invent guns to shoot shit like that? Because we be seeing these things.
They got them. You ever seen Mars Attacks and shit when the motherfuckers, asteroids and shit was coming and they shot lasers at it? They got them.
Yeah, we don't do this in real life. Like, we be seeing these things coming to Earth like years ahead of time, but we don't do them try to stop it.
Did you ever watch the Impact of Hate documentary on the IED channel?
No, I recorded though. I just haven't watched it yet.
You need to watch it, man.
Did it freak you out, man?
Yep, man. It makes you think, like, damn, I thought shit like that only happened in the 1960s and shit. But it's happening today? What the fuck?
That's interesting.
Yep. They were trying to remove a statue in South Carolina, and fucking KKK and white supremacists and all that came and was protesting and shit.
You know, I've been binge watching over the weekend.
I've been binge watching... What?
Sex in the City, man. You ever seen Sex? You ever watch Sex in the City?
Years and years and years and years ago, when I had fucking like wireless one cable, back when HBO was channel 15.
Oh shit! I remember wireless one.
That's what I'm talking about. Back when HBO was channel 15 and Cinemax was 16.
That. Yeah, I remember that.
I haven't watched Sex in the City since then.
Yeah, man, I've been binge watching this shit, man.
Nine channels. Wireless one.
Yeah, I remember. Who else was it? Shit, who was it? I can't remember the company. It was kind of dope back in the day.
I think after wireless one went to DirecTV.
It's another thing that was real dope back in the day. I just can't remember what they were called.
Comcast?
Not Comcast. No, Comcast still around. They're not around. I want just this company I'm thinking of.
I know you could just have like a big ass satellite dish. Zenith, Zenith,
Z-E-N-E-T-H. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, shit was big as hell.
That satellite dish, so goddamn big. That motherfucker bigger than your house.
I know, right? I mean, my granddad had that big ass satellite outside, man. You think he was trying to contact aliens with that thing?
Yeah. We had one. I hauled it off to the junkyard. Had to cut it down. But
well, you probably could have salvaged that shit and made some real tight shit out of that, out of them satellites.
Yep. Just young and dumb, man.
I know, right? So dumb.
I've been watching Trailer Park Boys for the first time. And it's been on Netflix ever since Netflix was a thing.
Trailer Park Boys. I never heard of that one.
It's on Netflix. It's pretty funny, man. It's pretty funny.
Do you say you didn't like the Jamie Foxx movie?
Yeah, I didn't like Project Power. You liked it?
It wasn't as bad as I thought it was, but it was just kind of goofy, I guess. Just
it didn't have no moral compass to it, man. It was action-packed. And had some good acting in it, but as far as the moral compass, it was a lackluster thereof.
Yeah, it's just a movie they made just to make it. And like, it wasn't no purpose behind it.
Yeah. 50 Cent lost to Rick Ross in a lawsuit over the In the Club remix.
That got me because like 50 Cent hates to lose, and of all people to lose, so I'm sure he did not want to lose to Rick Ross.
Yeah.
I feel like Rick Ross can beat 50 a couple of times on some shit.
It's been so long. I don't think I've heard the In the Club remix since middle school. So I can't even tell you if Rick Ross is on it or not.
I know, right? I wouldn't know. That was kind of funny. As big as that song was, it wasn't like as remixed as you think it would be. Oh, In the Club. You know, back in the day, they remix all the people who do freestyles, all the hot songs, but that don't really happen no more.
Yeah. You see where Kevin Hart was taking up for Nick Cannon and Ellen DeGeneres?
Yeah, I was surprised by that. Especially Nick. I know him and Nick are real cool. And Ellen's always showing our support for him. She been firing everybody, too. So every time I look up, she done fired somebody on her staff.
She's trying to get the people away from her that's doing her wrong, man, or could potentially do her wrong. I would think that if you get hired on to a job to work for Ellen DeGeneres, I would think that in your contract would be an NDA. That you couldn't tell what you saw.
Who says there ain't one?
Nobody. But I'm just saying I assume there is one. Or assume they would be one.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I wouldn't doubt it.
Lori Loughlin was only sentenced to 2 months in prison for the college admission scandal.
I saw that show. Like, what the fuck?
Money, man. Money, money talks, bullshit walks, man.
Is her husband, is he like someone of significance? What does he do?
Oh, I think he's just a money mogul.
Okay, so he got money. Okay.
I used to want to smash Aunt Becky on Full House.
Oh, hell yeah. Aunt Becky was fine.
Yeah, I was fucking 10 years old and had a crush on Aunt Becky.
Yeah, man, I wouldn't mind Aunt Becky either. And what's the other girl? I don't even remember the two girls on the show. I think one was named DJ.
Yeah, her real name is Candace Cameron.
Yeah. I liked her too.
That's Kirk Cameron's sister. That was on Growing Pains.
Yeah. Is he dead?
I don't think so. He does Christian movies now on the Hallmark channel.
Oh, he still does on Christian movies.
Yeah, as far as I know, anyway. Meg Thee Stallion becomes first woman to hit number one on Rap Songwriters chart.
I think that. Everybody breaks a record every other day now because of streaming. It ain't like cool no more. Like, I don't even know why people brag about it.
Me either. Lori Loughlin's husband got 5 months in jail.
Damn, he got more than she did?
That's interesting. Yeah. He probably got more money than she did. That's probably why. They probably look at it like, well, it's his money. He's worth more, so it was more likely him that paid the money.
Yeah, okay. It's both fucked up either way. So did you hear about, you know, Pastor John Gray?
I know of him. I haven't really, you know, looked into
this. This dude has got caught, allegedly he's just got caught cheating on his wife again. when he just got back in people's good graces and he got caught again cheating, allegedly.
Damn.
That's fucked up, bro. I feel like when you're a preacher, man, you can't. I mean, you're human still, but like, bro, gotta just be a bit more careful with your cheating. Like, you can't just be getting caught cheating like that.
Yeah, you're right about that. Do you know the girl's name that played in Hustle and Flow? The white girl? Do you know her real name?
I do not know her real name.
Did you ever watch Orange is the New Black? Did she play in that?
I have no idea. I've never watched that show.
I mean, anyway, there's a girl on here, Orange is the New Black star, Karen Manning, set to play Karen in the new Karen movie. And she kind of looks like her. That's why I asked.
They making a movie called Karen.
I wonder if it's going to be the Karen that, who was the first Karen? So I'm pretty sure whoever the first Karen was, like, whoever the legitimate Karen is, that's who she's going to play. So the one at the barbecue?
I'm trying to figure out why is there a movie being made of that? What the fuck is wrong? Who's making this movie?
I don't know.
This is going to tell me a lot. This is going to tell me a lot when I find out who's making this movie. I need to know who's making this movie.
Taryn Manning will portray a fictional Karen in an upcoming suspense thriller about the infamous stereotype. The name Karen has been popularly used to describe middle-aged white women complaining at restaurants or retail and most recently racial profiling certain individuals. They don't say who's making it. Tyra Banks signed
She did what? Go ahead.
Tyra Banks signed a first look deal with Disney Television Studios ABC Signature to produce scripted programming with ABC Signature and unscripted content with ABC Entertainment.
Shout out to Tyra Banks, man.
Making a comeback.
I don't think she never knows. She's just been behind the scenes.
You think she's a millionaire? Because I think she's a millionaire.
Think she still got? I know she's a millionaire.
Think she still got over $1 million, huh?
Oh, hell yeah. She still produces those America
Top Model?
Next
Top Model?
I'm sure she gets big checks from that still. I'm sure she does.
Is that still a thing or a rerun?
I think they still do new episodes of that. So I'm sure she's well millions of dollars. I'm sure she is.
Oh yeah. Pete Davidson and O'Shea Jackson Jr. set to star in Styx Films' American Soul, produced by Kevin Hart, Chris Paul, and Jake Stein.
Is it supposed to be a comedy?
Not a clue. I can read more into it, see what it says. After the huge success of Hustlers, Styx Film teamed up with two of the biggest rising stars in Hollywood, Saturday Night Live's Pete Davidson and Straight Outta Compton's O'Shea Jackson Jr. for a movie titled American Soul. According to the Deadline, the movie is set in the world of aftermarket sneakers, one of the fastest growing markets of in-demand streetwear. The film is categorized as a dramatic comedy.
I know it's gonna be some comedy.
Did you like Kevin Hart role in that movie where he took care of the dude in the wheelchair?
Never watched it.
Do you know the name of it right offhand?
I do not.
Me neither. Anyway, it was the dude from Breaking Bad and the dad from Malcolm in the Middle. He was the dude in the wheelchair.
Yeah, Bryan Cranston. I know this actor's name in the wheelchair.
Yeah. He done okay far as his first dramatic role. I still to this day have not watched Night School.
I ain't either.
Every trailer,
I told you it was funny, but
every trailer and every commercial I've ever seen doesn't look that intriguing to me.
It don't look intriguing to me either. But hey, I could be missing out for all I know, but maybe one day I sit down and check it out.
1.1 million more people filed for unemployment last week.
Of course, they brought it back, so we knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, it went over to $400. And we said that at the same time for the people that didn't hear me. I said 1.1 million more people filed for unemployment last week. But yeah, of course, if you bring it back up, people are going to file again. And especially if you send them letters in the mail saying they eligible for it, like they done me. That's why I don't have a job at DBP. I have a gig. I'm on unemployment.
And get that money where you can.
But yeah, versus. I'm not watching that fucking baby back hot dog bun bullshit.
See, man, you being disrespectful right now.
I can't. I'm not being disrespectful. I can't watch it because I don't know any of Brandy or Moesha's song. I mean, Moesha.
You got the name two of the same people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You don't need to watch it, man. Don't watch, man.
Who the fuck's even in it? I know it's Brandy and who else. I can't get the name Moesha out of my head. Yeah, Monica. I knew it started with an M. You got to give me credit for that.
Yeah. You be on it, man.
Halfway. But I'm not watching it because I don't know neither one of their songs.
Are you a black female R&B guy?
Not really.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I don't know if I've ever seen you even sing a black R&B chick's song.
I think it stopped in like 2010, maybe.
So what's the last one you heard?
Tell me how I'm supposed to breathe in no air. Jordan Sparks.
Oh, Jordan Sparks.
I fought with Rihanna. I know Rihanna's songs. But other than her, oh, no.
I got you.
You know my musical conception. You know I like some of the silly music about Shy Ronnie and Oakland Nights, shit like that.
Yeah.
Obama, Finest Girl. I want to fuck her like she wants me to fuck her like the American government fucked Obama. That type song. I like that shit.
Oh, didn't you say you like that Jay-Z Pharrell song?
I like the whispering parts of it, but I've been listening to podcasts and everybody else hates that shit.
I hate it too. I mean, I start when I heard JG's part, it kind of warmed up. I warmed up to a bit more.
Robin Peter just a big pole. Yellow. I accidentally muted you there, Muffin. I just asked to unmute you. All right, you are back. Well, no, you're not. I muted you again. What the fuck? Okay, I just asked to unmute you. I don't know what happened, man. I don't know what happened. I accidentally clicked the wrong button.
Trying to silence me, man?
No, I ain't trying to silence you. But I did try to be a fucking technical guru. As you were talking, it was cutting in and out. You sounded like you were underwater, and I was trying to save the audience. So repeat that last part again.
I was saying about how Joe Budden was right about Jay-Z always putting out something when I dropped something. He's been saying that for a while.
Oh. Well, this is you're sounding like you're underwater again, and I'm gonna try to take over for a little bit till you get into a good area. But this isn't a Jay-Z song. This is a Pharrell song. But I don't think Jay-Z had any influence of the release date. I don't think, but it is a coincidence nonetheless.
This shit happens often.
I haven't really
paid attention to it. That's a big ass coincidence.
What song come out when the Nas Tapes 3 came out? What did Jay-Z put out?
I can't remember, but I remember, I think that's how Nas put a song out that Jay-Z and Beyonce album came out, like the same day after.
The little Lion King shit?
No, the Everything Is Love album.
Oh. But when you said what you said about the verses, you cut out, who'd you think was going to win? Or you didn't say who you thought was going to win? Once again, it sounds like you are underwater. So I'm trying to take over for you so the listeners won't get fucking cut the shit off. Whatever you want to call it.
Well, I guess I should deal for you because you sounded like that of some minutes back. Sound like a robot a few times.
No, okay. Well, maybe
I don't know if you could tell, but.
Nah, I can't hear myself. I can only hear you.
It sounds like a robot a while, man.
Yeah, it's doing, you're doing it real bad now. You're doing it real bad now, man. Like, real bad. Like, 9.9 out of 10, real bad. I can pause the recording until you get into a better area. We are back.
Fix audio issues.
Somewhat. You were a 9.9 out of 10. Now you are a 5.7 out of 10.
That's above average. I'll take that.
No, you're on the above average on the bad side, not the good side.
Oh, well.
The lower the score, the gooder you are. The higher the score, the worse you are.
Oh, you're doing the backwards then.
Yeah, at 9.9, you were almost as horrible as you could get. You had one more point to go. Now you're at a 5.7.
Well, a little below average.
Yeah. But, you know, we winding down. We're getting to the ending part of the podcast. At least, you know, through the first 80% of the episode, it was all grits and gravy.
I hate grits.
What you don't like about
it? With gravy.
You don't like the way they feel in your mouth, or you don't like the taste?
Both. My grandma used to share grits in my mouth when I was a kid. I feel like I'm traumatized by it.
I got you.
I could not leave the table until she got done just taking these big chunks of spoons and shoved them in my mouth, making me eat grits.
I hate the grits when they get hard, like semi-hard. If they ain't fucking fresh and runny, I don't like it.
Oh, yes. That was super trash.
Oh, yeah. Remember one time I was at my aunt's house. I asked her, could I have a banana? She said, yeah, if you don't eat it, I'm going to shove it all down your throat. So I opened it, and, you know, it was half black. And I took a bite out of it, and I said, I can't eat that. She sure shoved that motherfucker down my throat, bro. I wasn't nothing but about 8 years old.
Man, you think about this, man. Our parents abused us, man.
Yeah.
Like, bad incident when you think about some of the shit that they had us do.
Yeah, some of the shit they done to us back then, they locking parents up for now.
I know, right?
Yeah.
How would we have thought about that?
I don't think I could have had the heart to have my parents locked up.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Even though it pissed me off, but I couldn't have them locked up. Yeah. Kids don't care these days, though. They're not their ass. Kids be ready to get rid of their parents these days.
Shit, all them motherfuckers got to do is when their mama or daddy or mama and daddy take them, or their legal guardian, whatever, take them to Walmart or whatever, just walk up to a stranger and say, hey, they kidnapped me. That's not my real parents. Help me. Help me. And I promise you, that's it. That's all you got to see.
I know, right then, the people could find out the kid was joking. They still going to discipline the parents.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know
when I was a little kid, just to go to Walmart, my parents, as soon as the fucking doors was open, the first thing I'd ask was, I'd ask my daddy or my mom, y'all buy me a Nintendo game? They'd either say no and I'd throw a fit and get over it, or they would say yeah and I'd run back to the electronics and pick out one that I want.
I usually always want like a movie or a toy.
I was all about the games back then.
I remember my mom lied to me one time and said she didn't have enough money to buy a movie I wanted, but then she bought like this, I think it was a CD or a tape, and it was high as hell. I was mad. Kind of like she didn't directly remember my eye and lied to me.
That was
the first time she lied to me.
What was the last cassette tape that you physically bought and didn't make?
Oh, shit. fizzing about? Ugh.
I think mine would be either chocolate starfish and a hot dog flavored water or the Slim Shady LP, one of them.
Cassette tape. It would have been old as hell.
I had a Bone Thugs cassette tape, but it was an edited version.
It probably would have been something Cash Money or something like that. It's probably the last one I would have bought. Something Cash Money, because I was like big on Cash Money back then. So it would have been something Cash Money.
From 13 to 17, who bought your CDs for you? Because, you know, back then, back then they wouldn't sell parental advisories. Unless you had an ID.
My mama buy.
Oh, your mama wouldn't care?
No, she wouldn't care.
Shit. My mom and daddy went to Mobile one time, and I sent them to FYE to pick up a rock CD. And the dude asked him, said, y'all don't look like y'all listening to this. Who y'all buying this for? We're buying it for our son. How old is he? 12. Oh, no, you don't need to buy this for him. Oh, no.
That's a hating-ass dude, bro.
Yeah, man. Can't. And I was waiting on him to come back too. I'm talking about Pretty sitting at the door waiting on him to come back with the Walkman in hand, fresh batteries put in it, and everything. They came in, where's my tape? Oh, the guy at the music store said not to be letting you listen to that. You got to be fucking kidding me.
That's so fucked up.
Fuck.
Hey, ass dude.
And it was the big ass FYE store, you know, that used to be in the Springdale Mall outlet.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah, I missed the FYE too.
That was sick. Yeah,
I remember I would tell my mama I would always have to go with my mama when I asked her for a CD or something, because she just picked it up. She ain't checking see if it was edited, uncut, or whatever. She would just pick one up. Right. So I would always make sure I go so I can get the uncut version.
Would she get the right one at least? Like if you asked her to pick up the Eminem show, would she get the Eminem show instead of the Marshall Mathers LP?
Yeah, she would get the right one, but
it would just be edited.
Yeah, it could be 50-50. Sometimes it'd be uncut, sometimes it'd be edited. It was 50-50 chance. So that's why I always made sure I went.
That's smart.
Because she just go pick something up.
I really didn't buy movies from 13 to 17. It was just music.
Well, I was a movie guy.
I always just waited for it to come on TV and order it. Back then, you know, you could record it. You order it and keep it forever. Not no 24-hour shit.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah. It's so cool. Yeah.
You used to could order a movie for $4.99 and keep it forever versus going to Walmart and paying $20 plus tax.
Yeah, man.
Now. At first was 48 hours. Now it's 24 hours. But now we got apps that allow you to watch movies before they even come to DVD.
I miss some of the old things. Like, I miss going to rent movies on weekends.
Yeah, man, I miss the movie stores. I really do.
Yeah, I miss what was it, Hollywood and
Blockbuster. And, I remember one called MJ's, Michael's. But them was like mom and pop's store.
Yeah.
You used to could rent from Calvert at J&R Grocery. You used to could rent from Mount Vernon, from Cotton's.
Oh, sure could. Yeah, I remember we had to rent a VCR too, because my dad didn't have a VCR, so we had to rent one.
Damn, I never knew they rented out VCR.
Yep, they rent VCRs and movies.
Cotton's used to have video games too.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
I used to every time I go there, I would rent the Super Nintendo WrestleMania arcade game.
Only thing about renting video games, you had to make sure you beat it over the weekend because you couldn't save shit back then.
I don't think I've ever beat a Super Nintendo game.
I don't know if I have either. When I sit back and think about it,
I can't even remember if you could save shit on your Super Nintendo, or did you have to start over from scratch each time you cut it on and off?
I know you could. I know you could save like on Mario, but that's the only game I remember you could save shit on, because it was so big.
Yeah. I think I made it to the last dude on Mortal Kombat, but I never could beat him on Super Nintendo.
Oh yeah. Yeah, them motherfuckers hard as hell.
Shang Tsung, whatever the fuck is stealing, soul stealing motherfucker.
Shang Tsung. No, what's the other dude named? Shao Kahn.
One of them.
I think he's on Mortal Kombat 2, though.
Your soul is mine.
Yeah, man. I miss some names. Street Fighter. No, what's the other shit? Killer Instinct. I remember Killer Instinct, too. That shit was hard.
Yeah, man. My all-time Super Nintendo favorite game, besides Mario, probably would be Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat to shit. Oh, I miss Ninja Turtles, too. Ninja Turtle was hard, too.
I never played Ninja Turtles on Super Nintendo.
Oh, my God.
I used to rent, back when I had a regular Nintendo, go to Cotton's, used to rent the Jason Nintendo game. That motherfucker was so goddamn hard, bro. You could never get out the fucking camp. Jason was so goddamn fast.
Yeah, he was fast on the game.
Man, as soon as you click start, it goes, bang, 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 you've been killed.
They ain't played all.
Nah, it was low tech, you know.
I ain't know they had a damn Jason game.
Well, I can say my second, besides Mario on regular Nintendo, would be the Three Stooges. I used to love that game.
Three Stooges, what the hell?
I used to love that game, man.
Wow.
You fix them pies. And if you fuck up, you get hit in the face with one.
They made a game out of everything back then. I remember that, too.
E.T. has been deemed the worst Nintendo game of all time. I watched a documentary on it. And they just got a new documentary on Netflix about old school video games that I'm going to check out. You seen it on there yet?
I ain't seen it.
Yeah. I haven't seen it as in watched it, but I seen it as in know it's on there.
Yeah.
Well, before we go, man, what you think about, you seen any pictures of the WWE virtual fans?
Yes, that shit looks like a video game to me.
Yeah, it's like where you would be sitting if you were there. They have a computer screen there with your face on it. I wonder, do you see it as if you were sitting there, or do you see it like it's on TV? Like wherever they got your face placed in a seat, that's your view.
I would think that would be what they would be going for it to be interesting.
But the tickets is free though; you don't have to pay for them. So, if you are in the WWE virtual and you see it as if somebody sees it like they're watching it on TV, you ain't lost nothing.
Yeah.
It would be different if the tickets cost that money.
Yeah, that'd be trash.
I've been trying to get tickets ever since it came out. Sold out, sold out, sold out, sold out, sold out.
Well, it's nice to know wrestling still popular like that. Well, tickets are...
WWE is a multi-billion-dollar conglomerate, man.
It just don't see a lot of people talk about wrestling, though. But then again, maybe I guess probably just not around here.
Yeah, it's all in where you're from. Just about every girl I talk to or run across hates podcasts, man. And if you look on the internet, you'll see all kinds of females commenting and talking about podcasts. But
yeah, that's true.
Not around here.
Yeah. Don't nobody around here know what a podcast is for real.
Yeah, man. I don't get it. You got anything else, man?
I ain't got nothing else.
I don't even see how long we've been recording. Does it show you?
Nope. I don't know at all.
I hope it ain't past the hour.
It might be. I don't know. It might. It's getting close to an hour, but it's not quite an hour.
You know how Anchor be tripping over that shit that's over 59, 59?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're probably about right at that, though. Almost about to be right at that.
Yeah. You like doing it this Zoom way better than via phone call?
I mean, it's kind of about the same.
But I actually hear you as if you're talking into a microphone. I don't hear you as if you're talking through a phone.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true, though.
If you was on your laptop and we could video, it might be a different experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe next time.
Yeah, I'll try to go for that next time.
You got any plans this weekend? You going to a hotel?
I may go to Gulfport this weekend. We were talking about going to the aquarium, but it all depends on how the weather ends up being over that way.
You still ain't got Wi-Fi back at your house, huh? Just a hotspot?
I've been thinking about getting Wi-Fi again.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. I've been thinking about getting it too, but I fucking just found out Saturday that I got unlimited hotspot.
You just found out?
Just found out.
Damn.
Because I didn't think I had any hotspot at all. I tried to hook my phone into the laptop and then tether the internet, you know?
Yeah.
But tethering wouldn't work. So I said, fuck it. Let me see the hotspot thing. Let me see how it's working. And if it works out pretty good, you know, I'll buy 10 gigabytes was my plan. And I cut it on and it started working. And then I went on the internet and checked my plan. I got unlimited everything.
I heard that.
Didn't even know it, man. Didn't even
had
know
the
it.
Whole time.
I've been switching out SIM cards from phone to phone to do different type of shit, not knowing this whole time I could have just turned the hotspot on.
Damn. Well, hey, man, better late than never. You can find that.
Yeah. I watched the WWE pay-per-view on the computer last night. Better than, 10 times better than watching it on the phone.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Smart TV's coming next, man.
Hey, man, move on up in the world.
I'm trying. In my luck, another thing that crossed my mind is that by me thinking that I didn't have hotspot, maybe AT&T is being generous to people since the pandemic's going on and giving away free hotspot. If the pandemic stops, then they take it back.
They absolutely can. They will.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's maybe what it is because I know I don't have hotspot. I know I don't. I've tried to use it before, and it wouldn't work. Before the pandemic, and now fast forward, we in the pandemic, I tried it again, and it worked. But I did switch to auto pay. Maybe by me switching to auto pay, a hotspot is a perk.
Hey, man, enjoy while you can.
Auto pay is a motherfucker, bro. A good sense. I was paying like $73 altogether. Now I pay $56 altogether for the same plan. $20 difference with auto pay.
I wonder if that's why my Sprint bill went up because I ain't do auto pay no more. It went up like $10.
Yeah, that's why. If you stopped auto pay, yeah, that's why.
Okay, I'm probably go back to auto pay then.
Yeah.
They tripping.
Yeah. But that's all I got, man. Unless you want to give your thoughts on Nas's album, we didn't give. I love it, man. This is Nas's best beat picked album.
I think I might still like Still Mad at Beats, but well, you know what? Yeah, this probably is his best beat picked album. I sit back and think about it.
Yeah,
this not his best album, but yeah,
nah, it's not his best album.
Yeah, but Beats, yeah, I think I get that to him. It's a good album, though.
Yeah. It's the first Nas album I ever listened to back to back. That makes any sense to you?
Yeah. I didn't like how some of the songs were short. Not really Nas.
That's what I was just finna say. The album's only 38 minutes long, so
yeah,
it wasn't shit to listen to back to back.
Yes, well, that was interesting to me, but I liked it. That was a good album. Glad to hear Nas back, man.
Yeah, shout out to Nas. Did you go to the movies over the weekend?
No, this week that they opened up, right?
It was this past Thursday.
I thought it was like the 25th.
The 25th on a Tuesday. It was the 15th that you read, I think. Or the 17th, something. Anyway, yeah, if I had to bet my life on it, I would bet that it happened this past week, not this coming week. I could be wrong, but that's what I said.
Well, I think the New Mutants come out this week in theaters, and I'm contemplating going to see that. I miss going to the movies, man. That was my shit.
That was your bag? That was your MO?
Man, you know, I go to the movies.
By yourself?
Sometimes, once or twice out the week, by my damn self.
Yeah. Already, no?
So, it'd be nice to be able to do that again.
15-cent tickets, not that bad.
Damn right. Gotta get them while they can though.
15 cent ticket. $20 Coca Cola.
Say they ain't gonna never change that shit. Gotta make their money somehow.
From what I seen, the last movie I went and saw, you know, I'm not real big on going to the movies, but when me and you went and saw The Joker, I hadn't been to the movie since then, but anyway, man, I seen so many motherfuckers with book bags on their back, it wasn't even much funny. I ain't never seen it that bad. I always thought you had to sneak a book bag in. I didn't think they let you take it in.
Nah, they know people be singing shit in them damn theaters. Duh. Had them big ass purses.
Duh. But, you know, I thought it was against the rules. You know, I didn't think they would let you in if, you know, you had a big ass purse or a book bag or some shit.
Oh, nah, they ain't itching. I mean, at the end of the day, what can they really say?
Exactly. You know, you could say, hey, I walked to the movies. It's got my shit in it. And
yeah.
I ain't got nowhere to set it down. I ain't got no vehicle to leave it in, you know?
Yep.
They wouldn't know no different.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, what can you say? Unless they start getting the tetras in the movie, they put the shit through there.
Like one of them little visible things that the airports got?
Yeah.
Run your book bag through the scanner. Ma'am, what you doing with this Mike and Ike's Red Hots in here?
Yeah.
Would be pretty dope, man.
Nah, it just won't be though. Don't do that. You're gonna stop a lot of shit.
You don't never bring no bag in the movies though, do you?
Mm-mm.
What about any females that you take? They ever bring any bag?
Yeah, have a purse, have all our snacks in there.
But when you go by yourself, you just buy shit from the convenience thing.
Yep.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Oh yeah, I know movie popcorn.
I missed the movie days between 2010 and 2012, man.
What was going on then?
I was dating a girl named Alicia. That's part of the thing, but another part of it is some really good ass movies came out at that time frame, man.
Okay.
I was on unemployment for 4 years, man, from 2008 to 2012. And got paid on Wednesdays. Every Wednesday, me and Alicia would go to the movies.
Hey, that sound like good times.
Yeah. No, we watched the stupidest movie we ever went and watched was The Fucking Crazies. I didn't like that shit.
Is that supposed to be scary?
It's that zombie movie?
Okay, yeah. I thought there was something like that. I remember hearing about that movie. I never saw it, though.
It was either between The Crazies or She's Out of My League. And I, of course, wanted to watch She's Out of My League. Everybody else wanted to watch The Fucking Crazies. Crazy motherfuckers.
Yeah, that was bad when you went to the movies and the movie was trash.
Yeah, man. Hate that.
Yeah, that was bad. That made you pissed off.
I think my worst trash movie, most movie I've ever been disappointed by was Jennifer's Body. Because the trailer led you to think that you were going to see Megan Fox naked, but no.
Yeah. That's the only reason people went to see that movie. Well, dudes, anyway.
They knew what they were doing. They knew they were trying to lead people into thinking that they would see Megan Fox naked.
Yeah.
But now that I've gotten older, man, I would rather fuck Amanda Seyfried than Megan Fox. Amanda Seyfried is hot to me, man. I love her.
I gotta see a picture of her. I can't remember what she looks like.
She's the white girl with the big ass eyeballs. She was in Ted 2.
Ted. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is pretty hot.
She played Red Riding Hood in the scary movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, she cranks my tractor, man.
I heard that.
She boils my water. She bakes my biscuit. She turns my key. She does it all, man. That's going to do it for me, man. It's getting hot in this room without that AC on.
Well, we appreciate y'all, man.
Yeah.
Another week. Another episode.
Yeah.
Collaboration.
Yeah, now that we got this Zoom thing going, we can start making videos, put on YouTube, Spotify, you know. Once we know how to work it good, you know, we just figuring this shit out now.
Yeah, we're working through the King Shop, but we're going to fix it. It's going to be perfect soon.
Oh, yeah. I'm outie. 5,000.
I'm out of here too, man.